This is the Brain, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, the master showman, that's me, Potuto Ribaldo, and by special permission of the management, is presenting to you the one and only Pinocchio.
I got no strings, no major.
When Walt Disney gave you his first full-length feature, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs became a nation's friend. You made Dopey the star of his day. Hi-ho, your favorite song. And now Walt Disney brings you his first and only full-length feature since Snow White. Which one of this grand new group of characters will be your favorite? Will it be mischievous little Pinocchio himself? Will it be Geppetto, the kindly old woodcarver? Will it be fluttery, frivolous Cleo, the goldfish? Or will it be roly-poly Figaro? Might be those wily crooks, J. Worthington Foulfellow and Raggle-Taggle Gideon. Or perhaps Stromboli, the gypsy-like puppet master. Will it be the villainous coachman? Will it be Lampwick, the tough little boy your folks never wanted you to play with? Or will it be Monstro the Whale, the biggest, noisiest character ever to come to the screen? Or will it be Jiminy Cricket, the only conscience with a sense of humor?
Woo-hoo! And always let your conscience be your guide.
Hello and welcome to the 81st episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am your host, Dave Joe and Mike, and today I am joined by Kevin Optimus Solo Thompson. Hello, sir.
Good day to you.
That was a horrible accent, dude.
wasn't really trying for it.
I know. That was horrible, though.
Shut up. I will kill you.
Today we are going to be reopening or opening up again or whatever them fools at Disney do at that vault they have. We're going to be reopening the Disney vault and talking about Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
So how have you been? Stop doing that fucking accent.
That's a different one. How have I been? Let's see. I have been pretty good. Besides breaking multiple sets of headphones over the last little bit, I think I have one that I hopefully will remember not to move away from when it is plugged into the computer. Because that was not a fun experience. But I am glad that you didn't put all my outtakes into an episode.
All of your outtakes?
When I'm cursing at my headset and trying to get the tangled mess untangled.
Oh, from the other night? Yeah, no, I wasn't going to do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hell, there's already going to be one outtake in, I think it's in episode 75, MYR episode 75 part 2, where we're talking about the Star Wars prequels, where I had recorded a conversation that you and I had had privately. And because we were giving our initial thoughts on prequels and stuff, and I had mentioned something about the fact that Obi-Wan Kenobi died in the prequels. So there's already one kind of outtake in there as well. I should also mention this is the first Tooncast, and this might be the only Tooncast that is actually being broadcast and recorded over Ustream.
Are live.
Yeah, it's something I'm just testing out and trying out with. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it all the time, obviously. But yeah, so As far as me, I've had an okay week. It's been all right.
Thanksgiving, no good?
Well, honestly, seriously, holidays 2010 for me are going to be pretty dull. My mom lives up north now. She's not living here anymore, so it's pretty much just me. And I think all day Thanksgiving, I listened to the Jeff Dunham audiobook of All By Myself, Walter Ahmed, Peanut, and Me. I ate pizza. Let's see, what else did I do on Thanksgiving?
Turkey pizza?
No, not turkey pizza. Oh, not turkey pizza. So, yeah, we're here about some more Disney films over the next, 9 episodes, Kevin, I think?
Oh, 9 or 10, somewhere
there. Yeah, it's like 81 to 90, so it's like 9 or 10 episodes. We're going to be bringing you guys some Disney films each week. And it's going to be more along the lines of the classic films. In the earlier Disney Spotlight, we went...
We had some randomness in the earlier Disney Spotlight.
It was kind of like favorites. It was kind of like, your favorites, my favorites. And you had mentioned to me if and when we did come back to it, that it would be in theatrical release order. Now, obviously, it's only 10 episodes, and we can't really fit every... Like, Disney has got 50 classic animated films out now. Obviously, not all 50 are going to make it, especially that fucking piece of shit, Princess and the Frog. I hate that fucking movie.
Well, that's not in our time frame anyways.
I know it's not our time frame, but it's still probably the shittiest thing Disney has ever done.
We already know that your opinions on movies that came out in the last 10 years are not necessarily that accurate, so let's focus on the classics.
So the Disney Spotlight, just to give you guys a preview, is it's going to be Pinocchio, Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, 101 Dalmatians, Little Mermaid, Lion King, Robin Hood, and there's another one in there.
Aristocats.
Aristocats. That's the other one was, yeah.
So not in that order, but yes, those are them.
Yeah, not necessarily. It's just, they're almost in that order. I kind of forgot Aristocats in the middle there, so.
And Robin Hood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I said Robin Hood.
Yeah, but you said it after Little Mermaid and Lion King.
Anyways, so Pinocchio, why don't you hit us up with the history lesson, sir?
All righty then. Pinocchio is a 1940 American animated film produced by, if you didn't know this, Walt Disney, and based on the story of The Adventures of Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. It is the second film in the Walt Disney animated classics after... Yeah, we won't talk about that one. It was made after the success of a movie that will not be mentioned and was released to theaters by RKO Radio Pictures on February 7th, 1940. So what are your initial thoughts and general memories on Pinocchio, Mike?
I remember watching this as a kid, but it was such a weird thing for me. It just was. It was, I don't know, like... You make this wooden boy because you're an old senile man who apparently doesn't have a wife and doesn't have children, yet you want a son. So you make this wooden boy, and then some, magic, crack fairy comes along and sprinkles you with white cocaine dust or whatever. And, you're magically a boy now, but you have to tell the truth no matter what. And if you lie, your nose becomes the size of Ron Jeremy's dick or whatever. I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know. This movie just isn't... It just isn't for me, I don't think. It's not one of those things where I really, really cared for it. I wish the whale would have ended up just digesting them.
I'm sorry, I'm still disturbed by your last comment. Wow. Anyways, I was going to ask you why you knew that. But anyway, I kind of
have watched porn before, thank you.
Oh, okay. TMI. I kind of had a similar memory on the whole Pinocchio thing. It was not a movie I enjoyed as a kid. It kind of freaked me out a little bit, I think. It was just a little too bizarre and too weird for me, and there's a couple scenes that we'll get into later that were kind of disturbing to me even as a kid. So yeah, it was just kind of one of those Disney classics that I wasn't necessarily, you know, wanting to watch repeatedly, like some of the ones that we will talk about in the latter parts of this current Disney spotlight. So
yeah, it's just not. I don't see how people can watch this nowadays. I just don't. It's just, the movie is just way too weird.
Well, to me, and we'll get into this when we get into the actual plot and story a little bit, but to me, this is two different movies. I think the first half and the second half are two completely different movies, in a way, and I'll explain that a little bit later.
Okay. All right. Should we get into the characters then?
We should.
Wow. All right. Well, you go first, I guess.
Obviously, your main character is the little puppet boy, Pinocchio, the little wooden puppet. And no, this is not a... This is so ironic. His voice actor is Dickie Jones. I don't know why I just had an immature moment. We see a Ron Jeremy for, reference before. The fact that his voice actor's name is Dickie Jones makes me laugh. But anyways, he's the happy wooden puppet made by Geppetto, turned into a living puppet by the Blue Fairy, and he has a nose, like Mike said, that grows when he lies. So basically, the story is focusing on him and his adventure, so he is the main character. There's actually not a ton of characters in this movie. There's only there's less than a dozen main characters in this, characters at all in this movie, and he's the main one, and his little sidekick is Jiminy Cricket. Everybody knows who Jiminy Cricket is, and there's no explanation needed for that. He is voiced by Cliff Edwards, who also voiced Jim Crow on Dumbo. Jiminy Cricket's the cheerful little cricket who is Pinocchio's quote-unquote conscience. And he partially narrates the story. So those are your two main characters. I'll let Mike talk about some of the other characters that are in this movie as soon as he is ready.
Yeah,
I did the two main ones. You have to do the rest. No, just kidding.
I think the only character out of this entire film that I can halfway stand is obviously Jiminy Cricket.
We're not asking you about your damn opinions yet.
Well, it just, this is my show, damn it. If I want to give my opinion, I'll give my opinion.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Like Mr. Geppetto, who is voiced by Christian Rubb. Oh, that's a horrible last name to have. Wow. Oh, God.
Christian Rubb Dickie Jones.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
You were thinking it.
Oh, wow. It's like he reached right into my brain, folks, and pulled the thought out. Holy crap.
I never want to have that experience again.
Wow, we should do Ustream Tooncast more often. Holy crap.
No. Apparently that makes us more explicit and bizarre.
Yeah, apparently so.
About Geppetto, damn it.
Yeah. Again, he's a lonely old man who doesn't have a wife and wants a kid. He makes him out of wood, and then some crack fairy comes over and sprinkles cocaine on him, and the thing comes to life.
He has a fetish with clocks and things. He's like us, except for take out toys and put in things made of wood.
Oh, that's bad.
Then, Geppetto has two little pets, Figaro and Cleo. You cannot say Figaro without somewhat singing it. So, anyway, he is the cat, and Cleo is the goldfish. They do not talk in the movie, but they do have some action as far as, you know, little side gags and... You know, they are involved in the plot a little bit. They don't necessarily like each other through most of the part of the film. They're not really too important of characters, but that's the main group at the beginning. You have Geppetto, his cat and his goldfish, his new puppet Pinocchio, and then, of course, Jiminy Cricket comes in. And then there's all kinds of little, not all kinds, but there's a few little side characters that come out throughout the story as it progresses. You want to talk about some of those?
Not really, because I barely remember any of them other than the villain.
Alrighty then. there's actually multiple villains. There's about five villains in this. The first two are Honest John and Gideon. Honest John is a fox, and Gideon is a cat-like creature. Gideon does not really talk. He makes... He did talk originally, and his voice was supplied, and his lines were supplied by Mel Blanc. But before the show or the movie was done, they decided to cut out all of Mel Blanc's dialogue and make Gideon a mute performer, just like Dopey of Snow White or just like Figaro and Cleo. So Gideon mm-hmm. doesn't really talk. And then Honest John is played by Walter Catlett, and he's basically the main criminal that tries to trick Pinocchio into doing all kinds of different things so he can make a buck off of him. And people he makes a buck off of or gets money for different things is one of them Stromboli. He's the bearded puppet maker who basically uses Pinocchio on stage to do a little acting type thing, and he makes money off of him, and he tries to lock him in a cage.
Right. And that's the one I mainly remember is Stromboli.
Okay. And he and another villain are both played by Charles Judels. The other one is the coachman, and he's the one that comes along in the second half of the movie. Also, this is involving Honest John sending Pinocchio to the coachman, and the coachman basically owns and operates a place called Pleasure Island. And he enjoys turning unruly boys into donkeys. Yeah. The only other characters worth mentioning are Lampwick, which is the other boy that's with, one of the other boys that's with Pinocchio on Pleasure Island, who turns into a donkey and kind of is the bad influence on Pinocchio. And then the blue fairy, who is the beautiful, quote-unquote, fairy who brings Pinocchio to life and kind of turns him into a real boy at the end. So those are your main characters. So I assume that Jiminy Cricket's your favorite character? Yes, no, maybe so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was asleep, so I was just making sure.
No, I'm not asleep. But yeah, pretty much. Jiminy's the only one that really matters to me.
Yeah. Jiminy Cricket's easily my favorite. There's really no question about it. The second favorite character, if I had to choose one, would probably be the mute Gideon that accompanies Honest John, or Figaro, the cat. Geppetto's cat. Those two cats are kind of cool just because of the little gags they do, like Gideon hitting Honest John over the head with a big mallet because Jiminy Cricket was on his hat for a second. You know, they kind of have some funny little gags and stuff. Plus, those are the only other characters that I don't dislike.
Yeah, everybody else is pretty much throwaway characters, honestly.
Yeah, and my least favorite character is a tie. Well, no. I'll give my second least favorite character to Lampwick. That boy was just annoying. My least favorite character, and I don't think a lot of people would maybe share this opinion, but my least favorite character is the Blue Fairy.
Yeah, like I said, she just spreads coke dust on Pinocchio, pretty much.
But the Blue Fairy is the worst-looking fairy in Disney history, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she just looks off. Compared to everything else. She's not done in the same style as everybody else.
Yeah.
And she comes across as fake. And actually, there's a part of the beginning when she leans into Jiminy Cricket and says, ask him if he wants to become Pinocchio's conscience. It's darn right scary.
It
like,
is.
She gets all up in his face, and it's like, holy cow, creepy fairy lady. And I don't like her voice. I don't think it fits at all. So I'm not a big fan of the Blue Fairy.
Yeah, I'm not either at all. I'm actually not a fan of this movie at all, hardly.
I'm not a fan of any of the other characters. Jiminy Cricket is badass cool, and I like the characters that don't speak. But other than that, I don't even like Geppetto.
No.
He's the one you're supposed to like.
Yeah.
I will say that Pinocchio's voice I thought was really good. I thought the character or the person that got Dickie Jones to play that voice or to supply that voice was pretty good. It's what I thought the little puppet doll should sound like. Unlike the Blue Fairy voice, which was Evelyn Venable and Geppetto, Christian Rupp, I don't think their two voices fit their characters. I think everybody else's voice fit, but I don't think Geppetto and the Blue Fairy's voice really fit those characters.
I don't either at all. And honestly, as far as Pinocchio's voice, I guess it fits for the movie, but unfortunately, nowadays, when I think of Pinocchio, I think of the character in the Shrek films.
Oh, jeez. You've been tainted by modern-day movies.
Like you haven't.
Anyway, but no, I like my favorite voice actors in this are Pinocchio's voice actor and Jiminy Cricket's voice actor. easily.
I'd agree with that.
But, yeah, there's just a lot of characters to not like in this movie.
Yeah, I would so agree with that. There's just so many horrible, horrible characters.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many horrible characters in this, you could make one of your top 10 lists.
I could, but don't tempt me.
You should.
I have so many other top 10 lists I still need to make. Damn it! So any other thoughts on the characters, voice actors, or anything else with that stuff?
I like how, and I this was Jiminy's debut, right? He didn't show up in Disney anywhere previous to this, right?
Correct.
I like how they introduced him in this, and then they start using him everywhere else in Disney.
Yeah.
Whenever, like, I remember that he was Mickey's conscience at one point. I believe he was the Ghost of Christmas Past in a Mickey's Christmas Carol?
I'm not remembering.
I'd have to go. Yeah, I think he was. Jiminy was the Ghost of Christmas Past in Mickey's Christmas Carol. Because Scrooge was obviously... Scrooge McDuck was obviously Ebenezer Scrooge. Donald played his nephew. But, outside of the fact that they created Jiminy and then used him elsewhere in Disney's history, this movie really didn't do anything for me. Like I said before, the whale should have just digested him.
Yeah. Getting into a little, just because you're just talking about Jiminy Cricket a little bit, but behind the scenes a little bit, Jiminy Cricket was actually not in the movie originally. can you imagine this movie without Jiminy Cricket?
No, I don't think we would be covering it on Tooncast if it didn't have Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was lots of problems with the production of this as far as they were in the process of making the movie, you know, as far as writing up all the stuff and the character designs and all that had been done. And I guess Disney just wasn't happy with it, Walt Disney. And so I guess about halfway through, he halted everything and made everybody basically go back to the drawing board and redesign things and change things and, you know, bring in a couple new characters, change some things. So I guess all of this is completely different than the original drafts. But yeah, Jiminy Cricket not being in the movie would be absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it would be.
So I guess I'm glad they made that change, but apparently they needed to keep going and change some other things too. That's my only thoughts about behind the scenes is that, you know, they did change a lot of stuff halfway through. Unfortunately, I don't know if the original material was better or if they just, it's just not good.
Yeah, it's just not that great. So moving on to the actual show, why don't you give like a 3-minute plot here?
I can give a less plot.
Sum it up in as short as possible.
Yeah, Geppetto's a lonely old man who creates this puppet. He wishes on a star that the puppet gets, you know, becomes a real boy. So in comes the Blue Fairy, sprinkles some cocaine dust on him. He becomes a living puppet, but not quite a boy yet, I guess. And then Jiminy Cricket, who comes in, becomes his conscious, who's going to follow him around as a sidekick. So they head off to school one day, Honest John and his cat-like sidekick basically take him to a Stromboli guy who's a stage actor. He gets put in a cage after he makes him a bunch of money. He escapes from there with the help of the Blue Fairy after a nose-growing experience. Then he says he's going to listen to Jiminy Cricket, and then as soon as Honest John gets a hold of him again, he goes off and is basically taken to the coachman who takes Pinocchio to Pleasure Island. Creepy. Anyways, and in Pleasure Island, there's a bunch of stupid boys, according to the coachman, who, you know, drink and who smoke and who play pool and do all kinds of things that boys would like to do, and then they turn into donkeys. So that's basically what happens. Pinocchio and his friend turn into donkeys, and eventually they get out. I don't remember exactly how they do that, but they learn that Geppetto has been swallowed by a whale, which is a bizarre twist in the story. And so they go on a mission to save Geppetto from the whale. Eventually they make the whale sneeze. Everybody gets sneezed out of the whale. They make it back to Geppetto, and everything is happily ever after, I guess. Oh, and then it becomes a real boy.
Yeah. This movie sucks.
This is why I'm saying it's it's basically two movies, and this is why I'm saying that. The first half of the movie, if you just take from when Jiminy Cricket comes in, when the puppet is created, and the dust is sprinkled on him and becomes a boy, kind of, and they go off to school, and the whole thing with the Stromboli on the stage acting and all that stuff, that part's completely normal and looks like the beginning of a decent movie. Like, up to that point, it's not creepy, it's not weird, it's, you know, it's believable. I was following it. Even rewatching it now, I was like, this has potential still. You know, I thought I'd remember this being bad, but so far it's good. And that's the first half of the movie. Second half of the movie, somebody on drugs took over and wrote the rest. Like, seriously, this is just creepy. First of all, when he gets in the second crappy half happens when he gets in the company of the coachman. Mm-hmm. First of all, the coachman is a creepy pervert, pedophile, almost, because he's obsessed with stupid boys, and he even makes a line where he says, "I collect stupid boys," which is disturbing. Then we have the boys, and this is a Disney movie, smoking cigars on screen, drinking what can only be alcohol or potions or whatever you want to think. You know, there's actually cursing involved at this half. The word jackass is dropped twice. I know it's kind of referring to donkeys, but they say it twice in this Disney movie.
Yeah, jackass.
The name of the dang place is Pleasure Island, which is creepy when you have an old guy collecting little boys and taking them to a place called Pleasure Island, Michael Jackson. Anyway,
that's a cheap shot.
Then you have the bizarre thing that Pinocchio, Honest John has already tricked you once. You're very stupid that you're getting tricked by him again. I mean, fool me once, shame on, you know, that whole phrase. And then, to make things weirder, the kids turn into donkeys. Like, was there nobody in the room when somebody came up with this idea that said, what? Like, this is bizarre. Why are the kids turning into donkeys? Can someone explain this?
I can't explain it, but I'll tell you right now, that you're going through the plot points here, I guess because my mom grew up watching Disney films, and she really enjoys this movie, you know, but that's her taste and that's fine. She's entitled to that opinion. I think it was it last year or the year before, whenever, I think it was last year when the 70th Platinum Edition DVD came out. I got it for her for her birthday or Christmas. I don't remember which one. And we, you know, at the time I was at her apartment and we were going to watch it. I fell asleep right at the point where, right before Honest John or whatever the hell his name is, went to steal Pinocchio away. And I honestly did not remember anything of the second half of the movie whatsoever. So I'm glad you're kind of talking about this because, honestly, this movie sounds like it should have been Rocky Horror Picture Show Part 2. Holy crap.
The first half was completely normal, though. The first half was like any other Disney movie. And then we have a guy collecting boys that turns them into donkeys. And then it gets worse because then they get out, which is really not ever – I mean, that's like – the quick fix. It's like they needed to get to the next part, so it's like, oh, they escaped this place. Like, with no necessarily, like, legitimate way of escaping, they just kind of escape. And then we have them, a note drops from the heavens. Apparently, maybe it came from the damn blue fairy, I don't know. A note drops from the heavens that Jiminy Cricket reads that says, Geppetto has been swallowed by a whale. Again. Anybody in that room when that was suggested, or did we just think we passed off on the kids turning into donkeys, so we're going to pass off on the father figure randomly getting swallowed by a whale? You've got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah.
Did someone have a fetish with the Jonah story from the Bible or something, and they wanted to get it in this movie, even though it had nothing to do with anything else that's happened in the movie? I'm sorry, the second half, everybody involved was either sleeping and one dumbass got all his ideas passed, or everybody was on drugs. Like, the second half of this movie makes absolutely no sense. And the dang transformation scene when the kids turn into donkeys is freaking disturbing.
What year did this come out?
1941, I believe.
Wow. Okay, because the way that you're describing it...
1940, excuse me, 1940.
Okay, well, the way that it's sounding to me is the first half is all nice and, you know, kind of bordering on real life and pretend. And the second half sounds like, you know, something out of friggin' Woodstock.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, who came up with this shit? Like, they could have made a good movie out of this. If they would have had a different second half, I could have seen this being a good movie, minus the Blue Fairy being a little creepy. But, I mean, Pleasure Island, kids turn into donkeys, dad's getting swallowed by whales, and then they, like, make the whale sneeze and everything's happily ever after.
This movie is almost as bad as the movie that shall not be named on this podcast.
This was the only one that came before it. Thank God Disney did better after their first couple.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'll get off my soapbox.
It's fine because it's just like, you know, it's like when I, honestly, you and I have kind of taken different roles between episode 20, what was, go back in the Tooncast archives, guys, that are listening on Ustream, and look for Tooncast episode 29, I believe, which is our Snow White episode. I pretty much tore that film to shit because it is shit. And you and I, Kevin, are kind of taking the same thing where I took all that for Snow White and you're doing all this for Pinocchio. It's like, wow.
I have two other things I just wanted to mention as far as the regular, the plot points mm-hmm. of the movie. There was one thing I do like and one thing I don't like. I'll go with the don't like first. I understand that the whole movie, well, besides being completely disturbing, I guess it's the moral of the story is that, you know, you're supposed to be honest, even though they really only deal with this in one scene. But the whole Pinocchio nose thing, I didn't mind when the nose grew the first segment. And then he lies again and it grows another segment. I'm still fine with that. Yeah. And then it starts growing, and there's branches, leaves, and bird's nests coming onto it. That was also disturbing. Like, the kid's nose had branches coming out of it.
Yeah, that was very disturbing.
Like, I understand he's made of wood, but then randomly a nest appears with birds in it. Like, just make his nose grow long, and, you know, him be like, whoa, my nose is really long. There's no need for branches and leaves and shit. That's disturbing. And the one thing I did like, though, going back to Jiminy Cricket, obviously it has to involve Jiminy Cricket, I did like that when he slept in the in Geppetto's house or whatever you want to call it, he slept in a little matchbox or matchbook or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Where he, you know, opened it up and he lays down in there, and then he actually pulls the box together as kind of like pulling a blanket over him. You know, I thought that part was cool.
Yeah, that was all right.
Everything involving Jiminy Cricket and the two cats are fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is trivia bits, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not a lot of trivia for... Well, there's a little bit of trivia for Pinocchio. I won't talk about all of them, but a couple things, even though we haven't really talked about the music yet, but the theme song from Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star, was ranked number 7 in the 2004 American Film Institute, or AFI, list of the top movie songs of all time. It is the highest-ranking song on that list among the Disney animated films. I'm surprised that there wasn't a Disney song that beat it, actually, but it's still kind of cool that it was ranked number 7 on that list, and it was a kick-ass song.
Yeah.
That is one good highlight of the movie.
Yeah, Wish Upon a Star is a good highlight. Jiminy Cricket's a good highlight. Everything else, it's some weird psychedelic trip for the second half of the movie.
Yeah, this other one's kind of interesting to go along with the fact that Pinocchio is disturbing. The original journalist who wrote the story, when he originally published Pinocchio in the form of a magazine serial, his intention was to kill Pinocchio by having him hang himself. At the suggestion of his editor, he added chapters 16 to 32, giving the story a happy ending and creating the character of the Blue Fairy.
Why am I flashing to, and I hate to say this, and you people that are in the Ustream chat should speak up when I spit this out because people are going to crucify me for this. Why the hell, when you say that he was going to hang himself, why the hell am I envisioning the No Strings Attached NSYNC album cover?
Oh, I was picturing Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Well, I guess that's not so bad.
This was the first Disney feature available on DVD. I don't know why, but anyways. Here's one. The August 1993 issue of Playboy, to go back to Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy, yeah.
Anyway, the August 1993 issue of Playboy cited 43 instances of violence and other unfavorable behavior in the film, including 23 instances of battery, 9 acts of property damage, 3 slang uses of the word jackass, 3 acts of violence involving animals, 2 shots of male nudity, and 1 instance of implied death.
Oh, so there was bestiality and implied death. Great.
So, you know, we're not alone in thinking this movie was ridiculous. Among the debris in the destruction house at Pleasure Island, there is a print of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa that can be seen if you really want to watch the movie closely. I guess you can look for that. This is actually, God, the first animated film to win an Academy Award in a competitive category.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah. I don't know how this won an award, but whatever. I think Disney was doing some things to people involved. Anyway, during the musical number When You Wish Upon a Star, when a spotlight is seen on Jiminy Cricket, one is able to see 2 books to the left of the screen, which are Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland, which Walt Disney would create these stories for the big screen in 1950 and 1953. So if you really want to look close, look for the Mona Lisa in the Pleasure Island destruction scene, and during the When You Wish Upon a Star, look for the books titled Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland. Only a couple other pieces here. Despite the iconic nature of the scene in which Pinocchio's nose grows, like I said, it only happens once in the entire film.
Yeah.
It's the most famous part about the film, and it happens for like a couple of seconds, and that's it. So that's my trivia.
That's just crazy dumb. So moving into the music segment, honestly, I have one thing to say about this, and we can move on. Like you said earlier, When You Wish Upon a Star is pretty much the only highlight for me. It's the only song I remember. Everything else is just so meh.
The Actor's Life for me is not terrible by the Honest John. He does it a couple different times. The Give a Little Whistle by Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio is not terrible. I hate Little Wooden Head by Geppetto. I've Got No Strings is entertaining. But yeah, When You Wish Upon a Star is by far the best song involved in this movie. The music CD sets, classic Disney 60 Years of Musical Magic and Disney's Greatest Hits include When You Wish Upon a Star, Give a Little Whistle, and I've Got No Strings. So if you want those on CD, that's available.
Yeah, and pretty much almost all, two of the songs not used for the film that were written for it but not used. It was Honest John, which appears as a bonus feature on the 70th Anniversary Platinum Edition, and Turn on the Old Music Box by Jiminy Cricket. I don't know if that premieres on the DVD or not, but getting into the legacy segment here, unlike Snow White, Pinocchio was not a financial success when originally released, produced for a total negative cost of $2.289 million. Disney had recouped only $1.423 million the film's cost by 1947. The film's release in Europe and Asia was delayed because of World War II and its immediate aftermath, which hindered its financial success initially. Well, going over to try to destroy Nazi Germany takes precedence over a fucking boy with a dick for a nose.
Ouch. Pinocchio, like we said, won the Academy Award for Best Song, which I give it, that's fine that it won for Best Song, and the Academy Award for Best Scoring of a Musical Picture. So I guess those are 2 all right Academy Awards for it to win. I'm glad it didn't win anything about, like, story or anything like that. But, yeah. And 2001, Terry Gilliam selected it as one of the 10 best animated films of all time. Well, apparently he was a moron. And in 2005, Time.com named it one of the 100 best films of the last 80 years. Again, Time Magazine, fail. Many film historians consider this to be the film that most closely approaches technical perfection of all the Disney animated features. You've got to be freaking kidding me.
What?
AFI revealed its top ten, the best 10 films in 10 classic American film genres. We've talked about this before. Pinocchio was acknowledged as the second best film in the animation genre after Snow White. And this is only, I don't care what people say, the only reason Snow White and Pinocchio were named because they came first. That's all. That's it. People are like, oh, they were the first one, and Disney went on to do so many great things, so we got to give kudos to the very first thing that came out. Well, not if they both suck.
Yeah, very true.
Jeez. Whatever.
The film critic, Leonard Maltin, stated that with Pinocchio, Disney reached not only the height of his powers, but the apex of what many critics consider to be the realm of the animated cartoon. Normally, I would agree with Leonard Maltin, but I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I mean, there's kids smoking cigars, drinking, and turning into donkeys, folks. Did nobody see that? Nobody was against that back in the day. I swear to God, if they would have tried to do that in the 80s, the parents would have, like, shut Disney down.
I'm honestly, you know, now that you bring that up, I'm surprised that Disney hadn't gotten shut down back then, because, I mean...
Parents didn't care back then. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't
Goodness
know.
Goodness gracious. But that's all for the, as far as the awards and the whatever, reviews, I guess, of it. There is some information on releases as far as versions of it.
Yeah, there's several re-releases. Really, honestly, if you're going to add this to your Disney film collection, your Disney collection... What?
I said, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I know.
The completest out there.
Yeah, but if you're going to, if you want every theatrical animated Disney film that they've ever made, get the one that was released March 10th of last year, which is the 70th anniversary Platinum Edition DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That one has
multiple VHS releases, but it's had the three DVD releases, and that one's the best one.
Yeah, very true.
But there is a 60th anniversary edition, a gold classic edition or whatever, and then this platinum edition, which is the new thing that everyone, all the Disney movies are getting that treatment. So I guess that's the one to watch. It probably has the most extra features and whatnot if you really want to own this.
Yeah, yeah.
The weird thing, it has been re-released in theaters like 8 times.
Yeah.
And the last one was 92, but... God, I'm glad I didn't ever go see that in theater.
No, we were too busy watching Aladdin in 92.
Yeah, thank God. Something that actually was cool. We don't rag on all Disney movies, folks.
No, just the ones that suck.
Just the ones that suck, which so far has been maybe
two
of them.
Yeah, two of them.
First two.
Yep. Yeah, that's funny. Everyone says because they were the first, they're the best, and we say because they're the first two, they both suck.
Well, it's not because they're the first two. It just
no, I know.
Two,
I know. It's you know, we're breaking it down, and we are nitpicking a little bit, but, I mean, we're trying to make sense of it.
It's disturbing. It disturbed me as a kid, and it disturbed me just now.
Well, you know, there's also my various porn references in this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Well, I guess we could, you know, ask you, are you afraid of the dark?
We could, but we'll wait a few days before we ask that question.
Many of the Pinocchio characters are meetable characters at Disney parks. Nobody cares. Pinocchio's Pizzeria is a quick service restaurant aboard both Disney Magic and Disney Wonder that serves multiple types of pizzas for cruise ships. Nobody cares. Video games. Let's see here. Anything interesting? Geppetto and Pinocchio also appear as characters in the game Kingdom Hearts. The inside of Monstro is also featured as one of the worlds. Jiminy Cricket appears as well, acting as a recorder, keeping a journal of the game's progress in Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, and Kingdom Hearts 2. A world based on the film was slated to appear in Kingdom Hearts 358/2-day. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I know what the game is, but I don't know why that.
But was omitted due to time constraints. Although talk sprites of Pinocchio, Geppetto, Honest John, and Gideon have been revealed.
If you're a big Disney fan, you should probably get in. You know, at least give the Kingdom Hearts series a look because they do feature basically every Disney character ever made.
Yeah, I love the Kingdom Hearts games. I only have played the first two Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2.
Mm-hmm.
For PlayStation 2, I haven't played Chain of Memories, but I love those games. Those games are so cool.
Yeah, I haven't personally played them, but I've done a lot of watching clips of them on YouTube as I grab sound and stuff.
So I believe we are going to go to a quick break here on TuneCast. You're going to hear, I don't know, some stuff. Random ads, maybe an ad for our new television podcast that we have here at GeekCast Radio, which is Kevin's show, The Telecast.
Shut up.
Vote for Video Power, people.
No.
Yes.
Everybody go to geekcastradio.com, find the telecast page, find the listener's choice episode, and vote for something other than Video Power.
Vote for Video Power, people. Video Power or Nick Arcade have to be the listener's choice for season one. And I've told Kevin multiple times that out of all the seasons that we've plotted out so far for telecast, because I helped him, you know, formulate the schedule for that, for his show, the only listener choice that I will pretty much hijack as a co-host choice is season one.
And I won't let him, don't worry.
Yeah, you better. Video Power.
Someone come up with a better idea than Video Power or Nick Arcade.
Video Power.
I have nothing against those two. I just don't want Mike to get his way.
Well, damn it. I want to get my way for something. Shit. The hell.
You get your way for everything. Shut up, you control freak.
Video Power. Huh? We got one vote. We got one vote from Kevin Curry.
Doesn't count unless it's
on the page. That's two against one right there.
Doesn't count unless it's on the page.
Video Power. Go comment on the episode post, Ken. Not the episode post, the
listener's choice post.
Listener's choice post over on the website. You'll find it over there. So yeah, we're gonna take a quick break here at TuneCast, and we'll be back after this.
TuneCast will be back after these messages.
I go cuckoo for cuckoo bumps while listening to TuneCast.
This is Dr. Wily, and I will destroy Mega Man while listening to TuneCast.
Over at geekcastradio.com, and I want you to listen to it because it's the world's first Beast Wars and Beast Machines review podcast. If you don't listen to it, I will send my vehicles to remove your sparks and destroy you. So, from now on, you will listen and tune into the Beast Unleashed.
Hey guys, it's Optimus Solo from GeekCast Radio Network's The Telecast, coming to you with an important message about our Listener's Choice episode. That's right, for the first time in GeekCast Radio Network history, we are giving you, the listener, a chance to choose the topic in one of our shows. This is how you can cast your vote for what the topic should be. Head on over to geekcastradio.com and click on the Telecast tab at the top of the page. Once there, you can find our complete Season 1 schedule with all 35 episodes. Please look this over, because we would hate for you to cast your vote for a show that is already on our schedule. Once you've done this, just scroll to the section titled Listener's Choice and click on the Comments button. All that's left for you to do now is to cast your vote through a comment. For example, you might say, "Hey, I see that Nick Arcade is not in your Season 1 lineup, so I'd like to cast a vote for Nick Arcade to be the Listener's Choice episode." It's that simple, so please go cast your vote for your favorite show and stay tuned for episode 34 to see which show becomes our very first Listener's Choice. That does it for now. This has been Optimus Solo from The Telecast.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of TuneCast coming this week.
Now back to TuneCast.
So, final thoughts on Pinocchio.
Well, if you don't know him already, like I said, Pinocchio had the potential to be a good movie. I actually genuinely can stand and am entertained by the first half. I don't know how long it is. I don't know if it's like the 30-minute mark or the 40-minute mark, but the first half is fine. It's like a lot of other Disney movies. I'm entertained. I'm watching it. I'm cool. I'm getting into the story, and then all hell breaks loose, and it becomes the most bizarre or the second most bizarre Disney movie of all time. And it's just too weird for me, too disturbing. Like I said, I think it traumatized me as a kid, and I think I'm going to have a nightmare tonight. But if anyone is actually interested in the movie, you can go to behindthevoiceactors.com, and you can see pictures of all the characters and all that jazz.
Yes. I'm going to have actually a lot of fun writing up this episode post, considering all the damn references I made in this episode.
Yeah, so what are your final thoughts on this movie?
I agree with you. It, like, up until, like, the 30-minute mark or right at the hour mark, it's okay. And then it just goes down, like, you know, like I said.
Like someone on Ron Jeremy?
Well, no, I wasn't going to go there. I was going to say, it just kind of goes downhill, kind of like somebody that's on drugs or something that's zoning out and seeing all these psychedelic things and everything else and just, ugh.
It goes down like a whore on Ron Jeremy.
Oh, God. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast. There's so ways to get in contact with us. We'll leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post.
Hold on, I got to stop for a second.
Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The short name there is GCRNTuneCast. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter, sir?
My Twitter is BossKDog, but before I let you keep going, I just remembered something. Because when I posted all the Disney movies on Behind the Voice Actors, and I also did a top 10 list of like all the different characters or whatever. I don't know. Somebody made a comment on the site. I don't remember where exactly they made the comment. But they made a comment that Pinocchio, or I said something about not liking Pinocchio, and they made a comment that Pinocchio is the best Disney movie of all time.
What?
Yeah, they actually did that, and I just remembered. So whoever that was, I think their screen name that they wrote on the comment was like Mark or something like that. Mark, you're a retard.
Yeah.
You continue now.
That's funny. You already gave your Twitter, right?
Okay, dog.
All right, so become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call our voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. Oh, God. Wonder how many voicemails we'll get on this.
I'm sure someone will tell us that we're wrong.
Yeah, well, we haven't got any voicemails about Star Wars yet either. I'm waiting on that foot to drop.
On you.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast and wish you'll join us next time when we continue the Disney Spotlight with the Cinderella franchise. Yes, that's right. Even though Kevin hates animated sequels, he is going to be watching all three Cinderella films.
After I get some Arby's.
Shut up. Hey, knock that shit off. Asshole. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with the asshole Kevin.
Optimus
saying,
Solo.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Asshole.
Asshole. God. Oh, God. That's funny. That's very funny. So, yeah, TuneCast 81 is in the bag. See you next week, folks.
Given so much happiness to others, you deserve to have your wish come true. Little puppet made of pine, wake. The gift of life is thine.
I can walk!
Yes, Pinocchio, I've given you life.
Why?
Because tonight, Geppetto wished for a real boy.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true will be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
That won't be easy.
You must learn to choose between right and wrong.
Right and wrong? Well, how will I know?
Holly, no.
Your conscience will tell you.
What are conscience?
What are conscience? Well, I'll tell you. A conscience is that still, small voice that people won't listen to. That's just the trouble with the world today.
Are you my conscience?
Who, me?
Would you like to be Pinocchio's conscience? Very well. What is your name?
Cricket's the name. Jiminy Cricket.
Neil, Mr. Cricket.
Huh?